Thumbelina, read by Eleanor Buchan. There was once a woman who wanted very much to have a little child, but she could not obtain her wish. At last she went to a fairy and said, "I should so very much like to have a little child. Can you tell me where I can find one?" "Oh, that can be easily managed," said the fairy. "Here is a barleycorn, of a different kind to those which grow in the farmers' fields, and which the chickens eat. Put it into a flower-pot, and see what will happen." "Thank you," said the woman, and she gave the fairy 12 shillings, which was the price of the barleycorn. Then she went home and planted it, and immediately there grew up a large, handsome flower, something like a tulip in appearance, but with its leaves tightly closed as if it were still a bud. "It is a beautiful flower," said the woman, and she kissed the red and golden-coloured leaves, and while she did so the flower opened, and she could see that it was a real tulip. Within the flower, upon the green velvet stamens, sat a very delicate and graceful little maiden. She was scarcely half as long as a thumb, and they gave her the name of Thumbelina, or Tiny One, because she was so small. A walnut shell, elegantly polished, served her for a cradle. Her bed was formed of blue violet leaves, with a rose leaf for a counterpane. Here she slept at night, but during the day she amused herself on a table, where the woman had placed a plateful of water. Round this plate were wreaths of flowers with their stems in the water, and upon it floated a large tulip leaf, which served Thumbelina for a boat. Here the little maiden sat and rowed herself from side to side, with 2 oars made of white horsehair. It really was a very pretty sight. Thumbelina could also sing so softly and sweetly that nothing like her singing had ever before been heard. One night, while she lay in her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?